Okay, today's daf is Nedarim Daf Mem Dalet. As we continue here in Ein Bein Hamuder, the second to last daf in the Perek, and the next couple of dafim have very short lines of Gemara, but there's a lot to talk about in terms of the Rishonim, as we will see over the next 2 days before we get into the sugyas in the next Perek of Hashutfin. The last line that we did was the Shita of Rava. Mem Gimel Amid Beis. We had 2 days in the Gemara. What was the basis for the Shita of Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah? When two people are walking and they are mudra anaf, one is mudra anaf from the other one, but the other one doesn't have anything to eat. So Reuven wants to give to Shimon. You don't know what to do. So Reuven is able to put the items, the food, the drink on the rock. He's mafgirit, and then Shimon can partake and take of the items. Rabbi Yossi answers that. So the question is, why is that? Why does Rabbi Yossi say asur there? So we had a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rava. Rabbi Yochanan said this was a din d'oraisa. It depends how Rabbi Yossi looked at Hefker. Hefker really does not leave the reshus of the Baalim until someone else is zocha to it. And that is why, in this case, it doesn't work. Because when the other person picks it up, it's as if he is getting it directly from the Madir, and that's why it's no good. We rejected that based on putting two brises together. The first brisa, which limited Rabbi Yossi Shita. Rabbi Yossi, if the Hefker took place before the neder, so the Brisa says that's mutter. Meaning, when you make the neder, it does not include anything that was done earlier where the item is no longer in the person's reshus. Again, if he was mafkered onto the rock before he took the neder, then we would say that would be okay. A. B. But then we brought the Brisa regarding the matna shchiv mira, which seemed to say that you have in mind even what was given over before to someone else. So it's Akasha here by the Hefker Kodel Lanidro, you don't have in mind, and there you do have in mind. So that's why Rava rejected and said that the reason for Biosi is Gzeir Mishamanas Beis Choron. That was the last line we said, was Manas Beis Choron. That was the case, later on in a couple of days, of a kind of Ha'arama, a kind of subterfuge that a father wants to be Mahana a son, and therefore he gives it to a middleman. Instead, the middleman is maktish it. So the question is, if it really went to the middleman, he should be able to be maktish it. And if he didn't really have in mind to give it to the middleman, so then the Isser Hanash should still kick in. So in that type of case, Rabbi Yossi is gozer mishum that. So here too, you're putting it on the rock in between, not giving it to anybody else, kind of looks funny, and therefore it is not able to be done to Rabbanan. And we mentioned quickly at the end of Shir, we find this by many areas of Halacha. The Gemara in Brachas that talks about Halacha Psuka, Brachas Lamed Aleph, that was supposed to daven after a Halacha Psuka, the Gemara says, for example, what? What's a Halacha Psuka? So the Gemara gives examples from Zraim and Kudshim, right? Not usual examples. And Taharas, Rabbi the Chumra, Rabbi Zera, about women being machmer themselves, Tipatam Kechardol, a Gemara about Mekiz Bipsuli Hamukdashin. And one of the examples is Ma'arim. Ma'arim Adam Al Tvuasu, a person can be Ma'arim and bring the Tvua into his house with the husks on, not processed yet, and therefore he won't be chayiv in chumas and maaseros. So that's a case of ma'arim, where the Gemara says ma'arim. It sounds like even l'chadchila, it doesn't sound like there's anything wrong with this. This is the halacha, if a person wants to do this and not process it before it is brought in. But we mentioned that we find this in many areas, sometimes even suggested. It might not even be called a harama. Right, we're putting it in this category, but it might not be called Arama. One of the more famous ones is Prisbal. Hillel, in the Mishnah, is the Masechah Shvias, Masaki, and Prisbal. So those who are not from within might look at Prisbal and say, oh, look at that. You know, the Rabbanan want to get out of the mitzvah of Shemitah's Ksafim, so they create Prisbal. It's terrible. How could they do such a thing? So as we mentioned, there are two issues to be brought up. Number one is motivation, and number two is mechanism. Does the mechanism work? 100% it works. It works. The Rabbanan created a mechanism, didn't create the mechanism. They're using a d'oraisa mechanism. The halacha is, there is a machlokas Rashi Tosfos, whether it's the exact same thing as what's called Moser Shtaros of Lebesdin, or is that Prisbal, or is that some other way to function in Shemitah? But let's assume that it's a similar kind of idea. If I transfer the Shtaros to Bezdin, and Bezdin collects for me, then there's no Isser of Loyigos. There's an Isser to collect loans only when I collect. But when Bezdin collects for me, then it's 100% fine. And that is, the mechanism is 100% works, number one. Number two, the issue is, what about the motivation? So that's where people sometimes might think that, oh, Prizbal, it's terrible. But the answer, if you think deeper about it, the Sefer HaChinuch and other Rishonim already give off the message of what Prizbal is about. Shvitas Ksafim has a very high standard of chesed that is demanded by the Torah. The Torah says, you lend somebody money, don't get paid back. Not only don't take ribbis from him, which is already high standard, but don't get paid back. Don't get paid back. What do you mean? I lent the money. Of course I have to get paid back. No, the Torah says no. This high level of standard, of chesed that is demanded. So what started happening, as the Gemara describes, people stopped lending money because they were nervous. So what happened? People stopped doing the basic level of chesed. So Hillel says, wait a minute, the Torah demands this high level, unbelievably ideal level of chesed, and because of that demand, the people started not doing the basic chesed. You know what Hillel did? I need them to do the basic chesed. The ideal chesed we'll figure out a time, whenever that would be possible, in the realm of reality. But right now it's not. And therefore Hillel put into motion a mechanism that would allow people to do the basic level of chesed. That's what Prizbal does. It doesn't just uproot the din, the message of the Torah. It strengthens the din of the Torah. It creates a way that people can do basic chesed, and then people who want to do beyond that, they're fine, they can do beyond that. But that's what Prizbal is. It really gets everything back to step one. It doesn't uproot everything that the Torah demands. Prizbal, or, as we mentioned, Heter Iska, right? An allowance that allows somebody to borrow with interest, even though there's an Issa D'oraisa of Ribbis, you let it borrow, because it creates a partnership instead of a Malve and a Love. Again, one might say, you know, how is this possible? The Torah says not to take interest. So again, we have to look at what is happening, because people weren't going to get interest, so they weren't going to lend money. But let's think about it. Is interest inherently evil? So the Chazal tell us, in a way, yes, but in a way, if you think about it, money makes money. There's no laws against interest in all the law systems of the world. The legal systems acknowledge interest, right? Everybody works with interest. Money makes money. I lend you money, I do you a favor, so you should have to pay me back more. But you know what, says the Torah? When it comes to your brothers, when it comes to family members, don't charge them interest. All of Klal Yisrael are brothers. And therefore, the Torah has a high demand for acting with family. But if people aren't lending at all, they're not lending family at all, so then the Rabbanan created a mechanism to allow one to do basic chesed and lend money, and that would be the Heter Iska. Because again, inherently, it's not legalizing some sin. It's not legalizing stealing. It's not legalizing something that is inherently abhorrent, which we would never create a law of. Ribbis is a sin, halachically, but it is something that is a sin in context. And therefore, creating a heter iska solves that issue. Again, but there are many other examples of harama, which we're not going to get into now. Again, and these might not be called haramas, just different levels. Some more lechatchila, some b'di'eved, and the like. Okay, so the next piece of Gemara, as we're going to get into, as we already started, discusses the basic yesodos of Hefker. Tanya, the Bryce is about to tell us, a Tosefta in Maisrus, which describe Hefker. So, one or two points regarding Hefker, as we started to discuss yesterday. We had the Machlokas Tanaim yesterday, or really Amoraim, between Rabbi Yochanan and Rava, how to view Hefker. Rav Shimon Shkap gives a svara for the original Shita of Rabbi Yossi, which the Gemara is going to get back to today. The Gemara on today's daf is going to deal with Rabbi Yossi as if we only have Rabbi Yossi number one, not Rabbi Yossi number two. Rav Shimon Shkap writes in his Chidushim on Nedarim, and Simon Chavtalid, he also writes in the Shar Yosher, that Hefker really has two elements to it. Two elements. Yisoda Hefker hu, Shechal ala Chefetz Din, Shenisyached lehishtamshus, Ulishlitas kal Adam. Number one Hefker is that others are allowed to use it. A mafker, a kli, and now other people could use that kli. Number one, what we might call siluk. I remove my rights over this item, and therefore you could use it. But then there's a second element. V'gam gemar ha-hefker, shehu shalilas koach ha-bailim, v'yisronam al-kol adam, v'hafkos kinyanam l'gamrei. Number two is the legal element, that it is no longer mine, legally. You can, and there's a difference between those two. Ability of usage and legally mine, those don't always go together. Right? We just discussed a couple of days ago the issue of Isure Hana'a. Right? We discussed this back on Daf Mem Beis. Is in Isur, something that's Isur Hana'a, is that legally mine? Do I lose Bailus? That's a major machlokas we showed him, whether there is Zechia be Isure Hana'a. But what is that sugya highlight? That just because there is usage does not, or a lack of usage doesn't mean it's not mine. You might have something that's yours, but you're not allowed to use it. That was the shita of the Ran that we saw, that there is a chiyah b'yisuri hana. You can yarshit something and it's yours even though you're not allowed to use it. So that's what Rav Shimichkov says right here. Hefker has two elements. Number one, I make it open for everyone else in the world to use. Number two, I make it legally not mine. Suggests Rav Shimon that that is exactly what Rav Yossi is saying here, at least according to Rabbi Yochanan. What does it mean that it's not yours until someone else takes it? You've done number one and not number two. You've allowed other people to take it, but until they take it, it's legally on the books still yours. And therefore, it wouldn't be good enough for the case of Madir and Mudar. That is the explanation that Rav Shimon gives. The problem with that is a number of issues that come up. The Afike Yam says we're about to have a case of Maisrus, that right when you're Mafgarit, there is already a Ptur, Chumas, and Maisrus. But what do you mean? That would need legal. That would need legal Ptur, right? If something is Hefker, right, we're going to have a special din, Ptur, Chumas, and Maisrus by Hefker, that requires on the legal front, not just on the ability to use it. So that would be difficult. According to Rabbi Yossi, if it's still legally yours, there shouldn't be a Ptur of Hefker, right? Or others talk about it in the context of Chametz, right? If somebody is Mafkir, their Chametz. Or other contexts which look like Hefker, Bir Maisrus. Right, be your maestros. So we assume that means that you have to really be mafkarit and make it not yours. But in all these cases, if it's just a heter hishtamshus, but it's not an undoing of your legal ownership, so that makes it difficult. Makes it difficult to understand how that could be good enough for Bal Yerah Bal Yimatze, how that could be good enough for be your maestros. That's a little difficult, unless one says that we look at it lemafreya, once one picks it up, so then you could say it was out of the reshus even before they picked it up. Either way, it's a difficult suggestion, but that's what Rabbi Yossi seems to say here. One final point that we mentioned earlier in the Masechta, but just to mention it again now, and that is the Shita of the Rambam. Shita of the Rambam, what did the Rambam say? The Rambam, in when he talks about Hefker, Beis Yud Dalid, says the Rambam in Hilchos Nedarim, Ha Hefker, Af al pi she'eino neder, hari hu kimo neder, she'asur lo lachzer bo. Very important lashon of the Rambam. Hefker, even though it's not a neder, it's like a neder. Meaning, you can't be chozer bo, just like you can't be chozer bo from a neder, you can't be chozer bo from hefker. Umahu ha-hefker, she'yomar ha-adam, nachasim elu hefker lakol. Bein be-metaltalin, bein be-karkos. That's Hefker. The Rambam compares Hefker to a Neder. And the Ksos wonders, where in the world does the Rambam get this from? Where do you see Hefker is like a Neder? Right, where do you see that? Is it from our Gemara? From Rabbi Yossi? That's Rabbi Yossi. That's not the Rabbanan. And we don't posit like Rabbi Yossi anyway. So what does that mean? The Ksos is bothered in Reish Ayin Gimel, where the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam's Lashon. Ha-hefker aval b'she'eno neder, har yukamo neder, sha'asur lachzer bo. So the Ksos wonders where the Rambam gets this from. Misupakani, says the Ksos. Lafi mashem evayer, dahad asur lachzer, eino ela mishab davi kamo neder, sha'asur lachzer. The fact that you can't be chozer bo from Hefker, from Hefker is because it's like a ned there. Imke Nira says the Ksos, you know what it seems from here? Nira de Hefker ain't a osa kinyan. It seems that Hefker does not really create a kinyan like that Reb Shimon says later. It's the fact that Rambam says you can't be chozer bo, well, if you already makna it, so then it's not yours. So what's the issue of chazar or not? This language, says the Ksos, sounds like it's not really out of your reshus. Deos a kinyan amai in your neder lakan. Ha tevigle devar yotzer reshus. So what's the Rambam talking about? Oh, Hefker is like a neder. If it's out of your reshus, what do you mean it's like a neder? It's much more than a neder. You have made a transaction and it's no longer yours. Ella al karkach, says the Ksos. Near it to Hefker ain't no kinyan. It seems like Hefker is not a kinyan. Ella had ain't no yachal lachzer bo. Hainu mitaras iser bal yachel. It's not a kinyan. The only reason you can't retract is because you're violating your neder. Lo yochal afzer bo. And therefore, I'll give you another nafkamina, says the Ksos. What if somebody is mafkir something and then they die? Then they die before anybody else picks it up. Says the Ksos, it goes to the Yarshim. Right? Children don't have to fill nadarim of, don't have to fulfill nadarim of their father. If kein hifkir vames, efshar, to who shall Yarshim? It's possible that it automatically reverts back to the Yarshim. The kivan de eino elamishim neder, vahano der vames ein hayarshim mechuyavim lakayim nidro. Yarshim don't have to be mekayim nidro. The kimavuar beramah in reishnun beis. So, there'll be enough kamin if he really doesn't leave his rishus. So, the Kso says, that's what it sounds like. But then he says, Amna manase, shelo matzasi makor hadin, me'ayin yotza lahem dehefker humishim neder. Where does Rama get this from? He quotes from our Gemara. He doesn't think our Gemara is the correct one. He says, it must be the Gemara back in the first parak of Nedarim. Which Gemara? The Gemara on Daf Zayin about Yados. Remember the sugya we had, Yadayim Mochichos, Yadayim She'enim Mochichos. So the Ksos thinks that's the Makar. The Gemara asks whether there is Yad Lehefker or not, and builds on the Tztaka question. Yesh Yad Letztaka, right? If I say words which don't totally explicate what I'm interested in doing, I have a yad. I start talking about it, but I don't finish it. So the Gemara says, Yeshav lehefker, and then we compare it to tztaka. So tztaka is a form of a neder, says the Ksos. So maybe that's where the Rambam gets it from. That's what his final suggestion is. But again, it's an important formulation of the Rambam in terms of the comparison between neder and hefker. Does it hefker leave the rishus? Even if we don't pass on like Rav Yossi, is there any vestige of that shita that we do paskin like? Okay, so now let's get into the brisa. Tanya says the Tosefta, Hamafgir es Sadehu. If some, there's a Resha and a Sefer here. The Resha says, Hamafgir es Sadehu. If somebody's Mafgir their field, Kol Shlosha Yamim Yochal Achzerbo. Within the first 3 days, the owner can be Choser on his Hefker. Mikan Ve'eloch Ein Yochal Achzerbo. But after the 3 days, he can't be Choserbo. The Ran says here, he can be Choser within 3 days, even if someone else took it and was Zoche it. If I'm Mafker, and on day two, somebody picks it up, after day three, I get it back. I get it back. Hefker doesn't really kick in until after 3 days. So, if you read that line, sounds like Rabbi Yossi. Sounds like Rabbi Yossi, right? You can be Choserbo. The problem is, it doesn't sound like Rabbi Yossi, because of the next line. Mikan ve'elech ein yochal achzerbo. But after 3 days, you can't be Choserbo. What do you mean? You can't be Choserbo. Rabbi Yossi holds until somebody picks it up, so it belongs to me. So why wouldn't he be able to be Choserbo? So that's why, as the Gemara will assume, that this line is like the Shita of the Rabbanan. Really, something is Hefker right away. What's the reason? What's the basis for this Tosefta? The reason is Agzera de Rabbanan. People used to, right, where is this Tosefta? In Maisros. People used to be Mafgir their property as a Ha'arama, just to get out of the Chiyav of Maisros. Not for anything good, for any good purpose. I don't want to take off Maisros, and therefore, I'll be Mafgir for a day. I know Hefker is Pater for Maisros, and then I'll take it back tomorrow. So, the Rabbanan made a Takana, that for 3 days, the first 3 days, if you take it back, it's as if you never made it hefker, and therefore you'd be chayef. Nobody who does it as a ha'arama waits 3 days. So therefore we assume after 3 days, so then we allow hefker to kick in as it usually does. But within the first 3 days, as the Gemara will say later on, we're nervous. Look at the last few medium lines in the Ran. Last few medium lines says the Ran, V'af al-gav, de'lagabe acher leka lamechash l'ramain, and even though, what if somebody else picks it up within 2 days? So, the Ran says that it still reverts back. So, why don't you let the guy keep it? We shouldn't be choshesh for Ramain, for tricksters, when somebody else picks it up, says the Ran, afilo hachi iloha lo kaimaha. If you allow people to pick it up, other people, then the owner might think, oh, you see, it's hefker right away. And therefore, the original takana wouldn't stand. Shem yir haramain, shekshayizka bo acher kanalo, Kana, when they see that other people, when they pick it up, it would be Kona, lo yishmu l'divrei chachamim. They wouldn't listen to the original Takana. Shehem lo yiknu, that they wouldn't be Kona. Delemru, keichi da'achar zachi mefkera, nanami mefkera zachinan. We also, what's the difference between it? With the other person picking it up, with my picking it up, it must also be hefker, and I'm potter from Trumas and Maestras. So therefore, the halacha was, according to the Ran, not all the Rishonim agree to this, but the Ran says, even if somebody else picks it up within 3 days, the other person is not zocha to it. Within 3 days, yochar lachzebo, hefker really does not kick in within 3 days, which is the first part of the brisa. Fine. Now we continue. What about the following case? Continues the Tosefta. Omar, tehei sadezu mufkeres, if somebody is mafker something for a limited amount of time. Sadezu mufkeres liyom echad, l'shabbos achas, for 1 day, for one Shabbos, l'chodesh echad, for 1 month, l'shana achas, for a year, l'shavu achas, for a Shemitah cycle, whatever it is that somebody is mafker it for, says the Tosefta. Before someone is zochet to it, before anybody picks it up, the owner can be chozer. No limit given. Sounds like whenever it is, even after a long time, if somebody else picks it up, so then, or he can be chozer, even a year later. So again, this is going to be sound like Rabbi Yossi. The original Rabbi Yossi. That's what we're going back on. Original Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yochanan's Rabbi Yossi. Misha zachaba, but when somebody picks it up, bein hu bein acher, ein yochal achzer bo, then he cannot retract it. He cannot go back. What's the case here? As the Rush explains, the person is trying to have an automatic chazara. Right, the Rush in the first couple of lines says, "Amar tei sada zumuf keres liomechal l'shabbos achas v'achar hazman hazeh im lo yizke bo adam tiyeh shali kevatchila." Right, it should revert automatically back to me. That's the case. So, what does the brisa say? That if nobody picked it up, the original owner could be chozer bo whenever. So the Gemara says, "Reisha rabbanan v'sefer Rabbi Yossi." Right? It's a little difficult. The ratio sounds like the Rabbanan. Why like the Rabbanan? Because the Rabbanan say that after a certain amount of time, Hefker kicks in. Eino yachal achzer. But the first 3 days, it's a gzeira to Rabbanan. Takana to Rabbanan, because people were marim and they were mafkarit when they had no intention of really being mafkarit. So Rabbanan said the first couple of days, you can be chozerbo, Hefker really didn't kick in. But after that, it kicks in. Sounds like the Rabbanan. Well, the Seifa sounds like Rabbi Yossi, that you can be chozerbo even afterwards. That's the Gemara's question, and we are going to have two answers to that. But before we see the answer, says the Rishash, right here in our Gemara, the Rishash, as we know, has a comment on almost every daf and shas, not every daf, but can almost every daf and shas from Vilna, says the Rishash, right here, he says, Mashma, sounds like from this Gemara and this Rush that we just read, that it automatically reverts, Mashma de imzacha ba adam bitochazman harehu shalola olam. Right, what does the Rush say? The Rush says he has in mind that it should automatically go back to me if nobody picked it up and nobody was zocha to it in the interim. But what if somebody is zocha to it in the interim? Then it sounds like they can keep it forever. Ask the Rush, why should that be? What was the person's language here? I'm mafker this for a week, for a year. So doesn't that sound like no matter what happens at the end of that week or year, it goes back to me? The other person, why don't we say that? Like we had earlier, the Gemara quotes in Daf Chavches, Chavtes, Ula Barpada. Remember we had cases that somebody has makdish this tree until it's cut down. Right? So, limited case. So to hear, ask the Rishash, why do we say here, the mashmas of the Rush, explaining the Gemara, is that the other person could keep it if they picked it up. Why do we say that? Says the Rush, v'ulai, based on what we quoted yesterday. V'ulai, kivan de hefker, what's the source of hefker? Kivan de hefker, bi'inan dumya de shmita, lebeis hila, kadi'isa, b'yushalmi, reish perak vav de peya, one of the sources in Chazal. We measured of hefker is shmita. Right? And shmita is hefker. And it's not just hefker for a limited amount of time. U'bishmita, mishizacha, v'peiroseh, him shalola olam. If somebody takes peiro shmita, they don't have to give it back to the owner after Shemitah. It's theirs forever. So says the Rishash, maybe that's why it works here too. Even if somebody limits it, it doesn't work, because the source is Shemitah, and Shemitah is Hefker forever, not just for a limited amount of time. That's the Rishash's comment here. So again, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara asks, why is it that this Brisa seems to be the opinion of two Tanoim? The Risha seems to be the Rabbanan. The Seifa seems to be Rabbi Yossi. So, two answers. Answer number one is Ula. Omar Ula, Seifa Nami Rabbanan Hi. Really, the Seifa is also the Rabbanan. The Reisha was for sure the Rabbanan, right? Because the Reisha said, you can't be Chozer, but after 3 days. The Seifa is also the Rabbanan. What do you mean it's the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan say Hefker is Hefker. Sounds like from the Seifa that you can be Chozer Bahu till whenever. So, says the Gemara, Ihachi Amai, Ad Shalo Zachaba, Bein Hu Bein Acher Yochel Achzer Bo. If it's the Sheet of the Rabbanan, why could he be Chozer Bo? No, for ad infinitum. Answer, Shiny, Shana Veshvua, Delo Shrichi. If the person limits it, so that's very uncommon. What does that mean? Says the Ran. There's an umdana. When does the Rabbanan say Hefker is Hefker? When there's no limit. If a person says something should be Hefker until this amount of time, that reflects that he doesn't really want to be mafkirit. That reflects that he still has a connection to this item. And therefore, even the Rabbanan would agree to Rabbi Yossi in that case that it's not really a Hefker. Rabbi Yossi says all Hefker is limited. But the Rabbanan say, no, Hefker is Hefker, it's out of my Rishus. Unless this day holds, unless the person himself limits the Hefker when he is mafkirit, that already reflects that he's not so interested in being mafkir, and that's why it is considered a chazara when he is chazara, and it was never Hefker. Where do we see this? The Ran says this. If we see the last couple of medium lines in the Ran, Kivan Shashana Zeh, Sikshina Zeh, since this owner was Mishana and limited his Hefker, Amdinan Ladaite, we have an umdana, says the Ran. Dekivan shalo ratzalaf kiro hefker olam, since he doesn't want to be mafkered forever. Va'akati ogid gabei, and it's still connected. Afilu ba'osos manch hefkero, so then we're allowed to say that even during this man of hefker, lo nichale delefik mirshusei. He wasn't really interested in having to leave his rishus. What's the raya that I limited in the future? Adizachi me'idach, hilkach. Here's the Lashon. Svira luhu l'rabbanan. Second to last medium line. The Rabbanan hold, behefker, shehu l'zman, my desvira le l'rab Yossi, behefker olamis. The Rabbanan with a hefker l'zman agree to Rab Yossi by a hefker olamis. They're similar, and that's why it's not really out of the Rishus. This does not mean that, right, if we compare this, what might we compare this to? The Sugya matan amanas l'hachzir. Right, it's similar to this Hefker Lizman, but it's not exactly the same. Manatana Manas Lahachzir in certain contexts really works. And it's Shiloh. It's fully by Esrog. Right, many times somebody gives a Manatana Manas Lahachzir by Pidyon Aben, by Kiddushin, as the Gemara talks about in the first parak in Kiddushin. So you don't have to say those two principles are working the same. In this case, the Rabbanan's Hefker Lizman might be worse than a matana manas lahachzir, because we're saying now that even that within the time it's hefker, it's not really hefker. Matana manas lahachzir might be true, a real matana during that time. Right? That's what the umdana was. The Nadar just worked by umdanas, and that's why here it wouldn't work. Based on this Ran and this Gemara, the Achronim ask on the tour. The tour in a totally different context. The tour talks about shvisas behemto. We know there's an isser for, I can't do work on Shabbos, my family can't do work on Shabbos, and my animals are not allowed to do work on Shabbos. My animals, my kalim can. That's a machlokas, beshamay, besilel, shvisas kalim, we paskin, that on a d'oraisa level, my kalim are allowed to do work on Shabbos, right? And my light goes on Shabbos, on a Shabbos clock, right? Even though Rav Moshe wasn't into Shabbos clocks originally, but that wasn't because of the d'oraisa, really, of shvisas kalim, right? There's a separate, it's a d'rabanan, an avsha milsa. I shouldn't have loud kalim working in my house on Shabbos because people might have thought I turned them on. That's an issur d'rabbanan of avsha milsa. But on a d'oraisa level, my kalim are allowed to be working on Shabbos. My animals are not allowed to be working on Shabbos. Atu v'nechav, avdechav, emtecha, v'gerach ha-shev v'sharecha. So my animals can't work. So what happens if I have an animal and it's going to be used? What if a non-Jew borrowed my animal? So there are issues. Even a non-Jew can't use my animal on Shabbos. Shvisas behemto. So the Torah writes in Simon Reish Mem Vav, what if somebody is mafkir their animal in order to get out of a shvisas behemto problem? Does that work? They're mafkir it for Shabbos, says the Ran. That works. They were mafkir it. It's not theirs. So that would work on it for a d'oraisa level. Maybe there's a Maris Hayin issue, but the Torah says afilu yafkirena beino leveinatzmo. Asur, says the Ran, in a case where people don't know. Shakol Yodin Shehi Behemto Shel Yisrael, Veinakol Yodin Shehifkira Va'omri Behemto Shel Yisrael, Osem Alacha B'Shabbos. The only issue is a Maris Ayin issue, but if everybody knows, so then Pashtus, it would work. Right, it would work. V'kasav Rabbeinu Peretz quotes the tour, V'yifarish b'shas hefker she'enu mafkira elo b'yom ha'shabbos. Announce that, so everybody knows, o kol zman she'osa malacha b'yom ha'shabbos. Or, even less than that, it's only hefker for as long as the animal's doing malacha on Shabbos. K'dei she'lo yizka b'acher, v'af al pi she'enu mafkira legamrei havei hefker. Says the tour, even though he's not mafkir legamri, he's only mafkir for Shabbos, or even less, as long as he's doing work, it works. V'nire dafilu bistam nami. And then the tour says himself, even if he doesn't explicate, I'm only mafkir for Shabbos, bistam, that's what he means. Daito lazesh, areinu mafkira el hafkia iser shvisa Shabbos. That is what the tour says right here, that a limited hefker would be good. And then the Beis Yosef here quotes our Gemara. As you look in Ein Bein Amudar, right? Look in Ein Bein Amudar. You see, there's a concept of Hefker Lizman, but that's what the Beis Yosef says without making without asking a kasha. The problem is, yes, you see from our Gemara that there's something called Hefker Lizman, but look in the Ran. So that's not really a Hefker according to the Rabbanan. So why should that solve the problem of Shvisas Behemto? I understand how it could work as a Hefker Lizman, but that should still be a problem of Shvisas Behemto. Says the Machane Ephraim, one of the early Achronim, says the Machane Ephraim, well, the whole issue here is Umdana, right? That's what the Ran says. It's an Umdana that if a person still is only doing it for a limited amount of time, Mistama, that reflects that he doesn't really want to let go, and therefore it's his even during the time of the Hefker Lizman. Says the Machane Ephraim, well, let's have the Umdana Behilcha Shabbos. It's obvious that the reason the person is being mafkir this is because he doesn't want to violate Isurim of Shvisas Behemto. So that's why there we're allowed to say that he's mafkir it totally and it's not his anymore. Because that's the whole purpose of why he's doing that. In each case, we go by the Umdana, by Nedarim. In our case, the Umdana is the fact that he limited it shows that he really doesn't want to get rid of it. So that's why even during the Hefker, it's not really Hefker. But over there, the Umdana is the whole purpose. Why he's doing this is because he doesn't want to violate Isurei Shabbos. So that's why we say it would work. The most famous, probably, or interesting, story in Chazal about Shvisas Behemto is the story of Rabbi Yochanan ben Tursa. The Medrash talks about that Rabbi Yochanan ben Tursa, his name wasn't ben Tursa yet, he had an animal, he sold it to a non-Jew. And the animal was working, and then Shabbos came, and the animal didn't budge. Animal didn't budge, didn't work. And the non-Jew tries, and pulls, and pushes, and nothing happens. The non-Jew goes back to Rabbi Yochanan ben Tursa and says, it's a mekachtos. This animal doesn't work on Shabbos. I don't know what his problem is. And every Shabbos, he tries the next Shabbos, doesn't work. Rabbi Yochanan ben Tursa whispers something into the animal's ear, and the animal starts working on Shabbos. Animal starts working. What happened? The non-Jew said, that it was sold to a non-Jew. The non-Jew says, what do you do? So he says, I whispered to him that he's allowed to work on Shabbos now. When he was my animal, he wasn't allowed to work on Shabbos. Now he's your animal. You're not allowed to keep Shabbos. So the animal started working. And this non-Jew was so inspired and awed by this animal, so he converted. He converted based on that, and that's how Rabbi Yochanan got his last name. Tursa is Tor, Shor. For the word Tor, that's why he was converted. So Mistava, then the animal couldn't work on Shabbos again, because then it went back to being a Jew. But again, this is Rabbi Yochanan and Tursa in terms of Shvisas Behemta. One other Hara on the Umdina of the Machane Ephraim, and that is, what's his root issue? The root Svara? No Jew wants to do an Avera. Right, this Jew wanted to get out of it. This Jew was mafkir it, and even though normally we might say a hefker lizman is still his, but there, because no Jew wants to do an aveira, so that's why a hefker lizman is would work in that case. This goes to the no Jew wants to do an aveira. This is the kofanos hashiyom rosani, right, which is learned out from a drasha in Hilchas Karbanos and in Hilchas Get, which the Rambam has his formulation in Perek Beis of Hilchas Gerushin, that even if someone does not want to give a get, if halakhically he has to give a get, Bezdin is allowed to force him to give a get, and that is not called a get me'useh, a forced get, because every Jew wants to do the right thing, deep down. Every Jew wants to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of them, but it's just our Yetzirah that's really forcing us. So when the Yetzirah is removed, so then we do what we want. She'ein omrim anus ela lemisha nilchatz v'nidchak lasos davar she'ein amuchuyiv b'natar lasoso. Aval, Misha Takfaso, Takfo Yitzro, Hara, Levatel Mitzvah Olaso Zavera. If somebody's Yitzro is forcing them to be Mvatel or to violate, Vahukach Asa Davar Shachayav Lasoso, Oach and Israchik Midavar Shasa Lasoso, Ain Ze Anus Mimenu. That's not called Anus, Elohu Anas Atzmo, Bedaito Hara. He's forcing himself with his Yitzhara. It's a Bezdin, it's just removing the layer of Yitzhara and allowing him to do what he wants to do. That's exactly the same Svara that the Machane Ephraim is giving here, while we're allowed to assume that Mafkir Lizman is really out of his Rishus. That, by the way, might have come from, the whole root of that idea might have come from Nasa V'Nishma. The Gemara in Shabbos, what talks about Nasa V'Nishma and Kafalem Harkagigas, and the discussion is how do those two work together? Why did we, Tosfos' question there? Why do we have to be forced if we said Nasa V'Nishma? So that, without getting into all the pratim now, that might be connected to this idea. There was a forced rutzon deep down. Maybe that was the Har Sinai created this idea. That sometimes we're forced to uncover our real root of Nasa V'Nishma. We'll see if we have time to get back to that afterwards. But let's continue now. So this was all number one. How do we interpret the Tosefta in Maisros? No, the Bereishis sounds like the Rabbanon, and the Seifa sounds like Rabbi Yossi. First answer is all the Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon would agree in a case where he limits it explicitly. So, number one. Number two says the Gemara, Reish Lakish Amar. No, just the opposite. Mi de Seifa Rabbi Yossi, Reish Anami Rabbi Yossi. The opposite. Since the Seifa is Rabbi Yossi, as we know, limited Hektish, limited Hefker, so did the Reish is Rabbi Yossi also. Aye, the Reish is Rabbi Yossi. So didn't Rabbi Yossi say that until someone else picks it up, it's still mine? So therefore, why after 3 days should we say, Eino Yochol Achzerbo, if it's Rabbi Yossi? V'Reisha Hainu Taima D'lo L'shtakech Toras Hefker. Because we still, Rabbi Yossi doesn't want people to forget Hefker totally. What does that mean? Forget Toras Hefker. Forget the din that Maisrus is Pater from Hefker. Because what might happen? What are we nervous about? Right? Somebody might, a month later, pick it up, and according to Rabbi Yossi, right, they might think, if they forget Hefker totally, they might think that this went from Rishus A to Rishus B, and therefore, there is a Chiyuv in Maisra still. But really, there's a concept of Hefker even according to Rabbi Yossi. It's just that there's a Schus Chazara. But Rabbi Yossi says if a person's allowed to go back 6 months later, then people will forget this concept of Hefker, and there'll be a big mix-up with Chiyuv Trumas and not Chiyuv Trumas and Maisrus. So that's why there has to be some type of a time when Hefker kicks in. Says the Gemara, Yahachi, Afilu Biyamri Harishonami Levi Hefker. So why don't you say that even from day one? So here's what we said before. Amar Rabba, no. Mipnei HaRamain to Mafkiran V'Hajin B'Hon. Right, the issue is there are tricksters that are mafkirit purely, not because they want to be mafkirit, they want to get out of the chiyuv of maisrus. So the Rabbana need to balance two values here. One value of protecting the honest farmer, the honest individual who takes off trumas and maisrus, against the Ramain who do it as a fake. So that's why we have to wait 3 days. Because Ramain don't wait 3 days. They would take it back, they would be zocha to it, within 3 days. That's why, at least for 3 days, we cannot make a din drabanan for it to be retracted. But after 3 days, we have the opposite. We don't want people to forget the concept of Hefker. So that's why, after 3 days, then we allow the din d'oraisa of Eino Yochol Achzerbo. After, or we allow the din to kick in. It's a two-sided din drabanan. Fine. Says the Gemara, Aval d'oraisa lo ave hefker. But according to Rabbi Yossi, what are you telling me? On a d'oraisa level, it's really not hefker? Really wasn't hefker? Meaning, after 3 days, if the owner himself picks it up, so on a d'oraisa level, it's not hefker. Right? Rabbi Yossi says that you could take it back. Mi d'oraisa lo ave hefker, but 1 second, v'dilma, if this is true, it's going to be big mix-ups. Asila asurei min hachiyiv al hapater, u min hapater al hachiyiv. Right, this could lead to tremendous confusion because on a daraisa level he picked it up and it really was always his. It never left his rishus. And therefore, he has a chiyuv in Trumas and Maisrus. But he might use this to say, oh, it was Hefker and I took it back. And he might take Maisrus from here on another one of his fields, which is Pater for Maisrus. Right, so what's going on here? There might be tremendous confusion. So Gemara answers, you're right. It is confusing, and that's why in this type of case where he was mafkarit, we will always tell him, di amrinan lei ki ma'asris aser minei ubei. We will always tell him, mister, please take maestros from this field on itself, and that's it. We won't allow him to take Shumas and Maestros from this field or from a different field onto this field, because it's confusing what exactly is the status of this field. Right, on a Daraisa level, it was still always his. Says the Ran here. 1 minute. The Rabbanon have the power to say something is Hefker or something is not Hefker, as we know, based on the principle of Hefker, Bezen, Hefker. The Rabbanon have control over financial issues in the nation. Hefker, Bezen, Hefker. And maybe that's even connected to called the Makadish, that the Rabbanon Makadish. But says the Ran here, so why don't they have the ability to change the Maestros status also? If the Rabbanon say something is Hefker, they should be able to say, so therefore that's Pater from Maestros. If it's not Hefker, they should be able to say that it is Chayv in Maestros. Why is it limited? Why is it limited here? Says the Ran. Look at the Ran, about the eighth or ninth medium line in the Ran. Says the Ran. Tikin Rabbanon, Delavi Hefker. Ubevadai, Shechivuhu b'Maiser. Kivan demida oraisa lo have hefker. Even though they were masaking that it is hefker, they did not change the daraisa that it has chiv and maisras. Why? Dehi shahayu yocholom lapatro mishum de hefker best and haya hefker. Even though they have rights to pater somebody from dini mominus because of hefker best and hefker, afilu hachi lo ba'u chachamim lahakel v'liftor min amaiser mashu chayiv bo min haTorah. But the Hefker Bezen Hefker doesn't come along and tell people they're pater from something. Even if they declare something Hefker, they don't say that it's pater. Meaning, even if this guy, according to Rabbi Yossi, picks it up a week later, so on a Daraisa level, it was always his. Right? Eino Yochel Lachzer Bo, right? Or the case of, right, he can't be Chozer Bo on a Darabana level, therefore when he takes it back, you know, it's considered something new, but the Rabbanan still say you're Chayiv and Maestros there. And that's why it's confusing. So ask the Achronim, why can't the Rabbanan do this? If the Rabbanan say it's Hefker, they should say it's Pater. Right? Why do they leave it? What do you mean, Lahakel? So all the Achronim get into the act here. It's even not just what the Svar is, but the Gilion HaShas here on this Ron says, hey, look in the Mishnah, in the first Mishnah, in the fifth parak of Peah. Right there, it sounds like the Rabbanan did change the halacha of Chumas and Maestros. What's the case there? The first Mishnah there is Gadish Shiloluka Tachta. You have a big pile of grain, and you didn't take Leket from under it. You didn't take Leket from under it. And the problem is Leket, which is all the grains that you're supposed to leave for the Ani, you didn't do. So you know what the Rabbanan did? The Rabbanan made the whole thing go to the Aniyim. The whole pile. Even though some of it might have been yours, right, on the bottom layer. Some of it might have been yours. And therefore, there should be a chi of Shumas and Maestros. The Mishnah says, Godish shaloluka tachtav, kolan ogaz ba'aretz arahi shel aniyim. The whole bottom layer goes to the aniyim. Meaning, it's pater from Maestros. Because Leket is pater from Maestros. What do you mean the whole layer? Ask the stipler here. Right, what's he asking? He's saying that, you know, how could you say the whole layer, what about Shumas and Maestros? You see from the other Rabbanan are able to change the status of Shumas and Maestros and make it pater from Maestros. So why does the Ran here say that they would never do such a thing, that they would never pater it from Maestros? Says the stipler, right here, Sheyesh Kalach B'yad Chachamim. L'sakein b'inyim mamanis, takonami din hefker bezen hefker. Yes, the Rabbanan have that power. Shebazeh hefkiu legamrei es ba'aluso b'mamon midin Torah. They have the power to do that. Kemochein yesh be'efsherusham la'ashiris din ha'Torah. U'l'sakein shemid Rabbanan mamazeh shayach lazeh. They also have the power to leave the money in someone's possession. So they have the power to be flexible. Sometimes, says the stipler, if it serves their purpose to go all the way, like in the case of the Ani, go all the way, they want to give this to the Ani, and to make it totally pater from Isris. They have that power, it's two steps. Once they make it Mamona Shal Ani, Mamela, it's pater from Shumas and Isris. But they also have the power to go halfway, depending what they want to do. So here, they would want to go halfway. It's Hefker, but you still have to take off Shumas and Maestros because you are the owner that picked it up. So Hefker, Bezen Hefker doesn't have to play by rules of it's totally the other person's. The Rabbanan have the power to create whatever they deem fit in a certain context. Good. Let's continue. Again, there's a lot to talk about in terms of the koach of the Rabbanan, but let's just first finish this up. But Hashem Meisve, he says the Gemara, what about this case? A mafker is karmo. Ula shachar a marubatsro. Somebody is mafker, their vineyard, and in the next morning, they get up and they harvest it. Betzir is always the verb used by harvesting grapes. There's mesika, there's betzira, there's ketzira, all different types. So if somebody gets up the next morning and eats from and gathers their grapes, obviously this was a trick. Obviously this was not a hefker that really worked. So what do we say? Chayev, you're chayev in peret, in ololos, in shichacha, in peya. You're chayev in all these things. Well, what are all of these? Peret, olos, shichacha, and peya. These are all matnes aniyim. But if you were rezocha it, so based on psukim, we say that that didn't work. And we say you're chayev as if you would never, mafkir it. By all of these, peret is the loose grapes that went onto the floor. Peret is the leket of grapes. What about ololos? What's ololos? So that's a machlokas. Machlokas rishinim, what is ololos? It's pointed out that there might not be an afkamina. Right, but all Rishonim might hold to both of these, but there's a machlokas what it is. The Ramban says that ololos are inferior growing grapes. Let's say you have a cluster that only has a few grapes on it, it's not really growing very well, so there's a mitzvah to leave those for the aniyim. Loso, and there's a mitzvah saseh and a losaseh. Right, loso olel acharecha, right, that's the Ramban. The Rambam, and the Chinuch follows the Rambam, he says no, peret is the leket of grapes, ololos is the peya of grapes. And there's a separate mitzvah. We know if you look in the Rambam and if you look in the Chinuch, there are four separate mitzvos in Parshas Kedoshim of leket and peya. We have in Reish Yudches, the mitzvah aseh of leket, Reish Yudtes, the mitzvah los aseh, don't take the leket. Reish Chaf, the mitzvah of hanachas peya bekerem, mitzvah Reish Chaf Aleph, should not to take the peah of the kerem. Earlier, I skipped. Reish Tez Zayin is the mitzvah of peah. Reish Yud Zayin is the isser of taking peah. The Rambam and the Chinuch have four mitzvahs of peah. Two by everything and two by grapes. The Ramban says no. Those psukim of ololos have nothing to do with peah. That's the inferior grapes that are growing, not peah. But again, it's six mitzvahs altogether. Might not be an afkamina, but in terms of what is growing. What is ololos? That's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. But what is this, again, back to this brisa. What does this brisa say? Somebody is mafkir, so they're chayiv in all of these things, and upater min ha-maiser. But they're pater from maiser. They're pater from maiser in this case, because it's a special pasik that has an extra tazof. Okay, explain the Rishonim. Says the Gemara, this brisa tells us that there's a tour from Maestris when you pick it up. The earlier Brisa said, there's a chiv in Maestris when you pick it up. How do we put these two Brises together? So Bishlam Ala Ula, according to Ula, who gave answer number one on Amad Aleph. So that's fine. He said it's all the Rabbanan Shita. He would say, Durabanan Ktani La, Udaraisa Ktani La. The previous Brisa was on a level of Durabanan. On a level of Durabanan, they said you have to take off the Maestris, right, because of the Din Durabanan. But on a Daraisa level, this is Daraisa. On a Daraisa level, it's Hefker, and it's all the Rabbanan, right? The Rabbanan said, on the Daraisa level, it's Hefker right away. But the Rabbanan said that if you're going to use this Harama, we're going to make you take off Maestris anyway. So according to the Ula, it fits in. It's all the Shita of the Rabbanan. Earlier is the Durabanan level, and here is the Daraisa level. El al Reish Lakish, Amai Pater Min Amaiser. And according to the Reish Lakish, why are you Pater from Maestris? Right, on the Daraisa level, you're Chayv and Maestris. The Hefker didn't work. So why are you Pater? Amr lecha ki amri anal Rabbi Yosi harabanan he. So what would Reish Lakish say? You're right. What I was saying before is the shita of Rabbi Yosi, but this brisa is the shita of the rabbanan. Good. One other ha'ara on once we're talking about hefker, a little more comes up on tomorrow's daf, and tomorrow is one of the major sugyas of Breira, the Ran on Amud Beis tomorrow. Everything about Breira that you want to know, but we're afraid to ask. That is the beginning of Hashutvin, as we will see. But one other Machane Ephraim discusses in Simon Ches in Hilchas Zechiyah Mehefker, im acher shehifker yachol achzerbo, meaning our sugya. He says lechora nira dekol shesha yoser mikdei dibur eino yachol achzerbo. Says the Machane Ephraim lechora laacher kdei dibur, according to the Rabbanan, not according to Rabbi Yosi. When do you have schus chazar on a daraisa level by hefker? It must be lachak de dibur. V'chei nirim divrei aran, and he quotes aran from our sugyas, And he says, Mistama, according to the Rabbanan, L'Rabbanan, Mishashef Kero, Eino Yachal Achzerbo, U'Misham Hachi Shari B'Mudran Ol Anicha Agabe Asela. How do we get into this whole discussion? Right when you put it onto the rock, the other person can pick it up. V'chein Nirek Sazmi Divrei HaRambam. And then he quotes that from a Rambam, and he says, Lachek Dehivur, you can't be Chozerbo. Mikol Makom, Tokede Dibur, Nirek Poshet, Sheyachal Achzerbo. Says the Machane Ephraim, but if it's Tokede Dibur, Mistam, you can't be Chozerbo. Right, we're going to have at the end of this Pesachta, not at the end, but in the Pays, we're going to have the Sugya of Tokede Dibur, and we know the Gemara says there are only four exceptions to that rule. Four exceptions. Avodazara, Megadef, Kiddushin, and Hektish. Pile those four. Hefker's not on there. So says the Machane Ephraim, within Tokede Dibur, Kibi Chozerbo. And he says, I find it problematic, Rebetzal Ashkenazi, and his true say, the Hamafker, Asur Lachzerbo, Afilu Tokede Dibur. He says, Lanias Daiti Lo Yadati Minalehu. I don't know where he gets this from. Follow Afilu bin Nidarim Atzman. Chazar Tokede Dibur Mahan. Even within Nidarim itself, you could be Chozer Tokede Dibur. And the Rambam says that Hefker is a form of Neder. So he says, Hashem Achashel Lekidvar Mitzvah. Maybe he thinks Hefker is a Dvar Mitzvah. Ilka Lechanchilo Asur Leschari Mi Mitzvah Shinadar. So he says, Bistam, it's a very difficult suggestion, but I think, says the Machane Ephraim, that you can be Chozerbo, La Ktok De Dibur, and only La Ktok De Dibur, you can't be Chozerbo, like every other transaction in the world. Again, there's more here, we could talk about the Koch of the Rabbanon, Hefker, Bezen Hefker, but we will leave it for now, until we get to Bez Hashem, tomorrow's Daf. Okay, we'll stop here.